You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Boy, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning. We're up to 61 degrees. KYMN's weather specialist, Bob Matheson, will have a forecast coming up in just a few minutes for us. But right now, we have a couple of in-studio guests we'd like to welcome. Northfield's Chief of Police, Mark Elliott. Chief, thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, listeners.
And we also have Officer Champagne Eichlingberg with us, who is about to embark, or I guess already has embarked on a project. Officer, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here. Great morning. Mm-hmm. I would like to just kind of talk with the Northfield community about a new project called the Northfield Pink Patch Project.
Yeah, we've been kind of promoting that over the course of the last 24 hours, so the last couple of days, last few days. So we're going to find out a whole lot more about that. Let's, I guess, where do we start? Yeah, I guess at the beginning. Where's the beginning? Where do we start at?
So I have a little snippet here I'm going to read, and then I am happy to answer any questions.
Oh, great.
And, the community is welcome to reach out at npd, pinkpatch at gmail.com. Again, npd. pinkpatch at gmail.com with any questions, and all those questions will go directly to me. I do work overnight, so I'll get back to you when I can. But the Northfield Police Department is excited to join more than 700 law enforcement agencies nationwide participating in the Pink Patch Project. The Pink Patch Project is a campaign to increase public awareness about breast cancer and to raise funds for the fight against the disease, through partnerships between the American Cancer Society and local law enforcement agencies. As part of this campaign, uniformed Northfield police officers will be allowed to wear a vibrant pink version of the department patch on their uniform each October during the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The change in uniform is intended to stimulate conversations with the community and encourage public awareness about the importance of early detection and the ongoing fight against this disease. Beyond conversations, the Northfield Police Department has a unique pink patch project, Northfield Police patches and pins available for purchase, with the proceeds going directly to cancer research and education through the American Cancer Society. This year, Northfield Police will also display pink patches during our Defeat of Jesse James Day celebration. Please consider joining the Northfield Police Department Pink Patch Project in the fight against cancer. During Defeat Days this year, I'm excited to be able to host two different types of tables. The first table will be on Water and Fifth Street at the Command Van, where we will be selling both style pins that will be $12 each, and then the Pink Patch Project for $10, and all of those proceeds will be donated to the American Cancer Society. We will also have a secondary table on Saturday night for a tribute to first responders, and again, all of the proceeds that we raise there will also be donated to the American Cancer Society. Currently, we have numerous businesses here locally that have donated to the American Cancer Society. Those checks have been given to me directly and are sitting in an account until we can write that check at the end of October. And we have been balancing out all the books, just making sure everything's good. Some of the businesses that have donated have been local, and some have been as far as Lakeville. I want to do a special thank you to Threads and Inks, who has donated a significant amount of volunteer shirts that will be worn for the tables for all the volunteers to wear so that they can feel inclusive. We have departments such as Cakewalk here in town who will have not only purchased pins for all of their employees, but also written a check as a thank you. The chief with Northfield EMS has approved all of their staff to wear pink pins in correspondence with everything going on, and it shows that they are united with the police department, so I'm very excited to see all that. And we I think we have 13 departments right now that have donated, or excuse me, businesses here in town that have donated.
Wow. That's and we're just getting started.
Yes, we are.
Good work. Chief, maybe you can kind of jump in here and tell us a little bit about Northfield's, I guess, history with this. This is a very recent history. How did this whole thing come about with involving Northfield?
Yeah, it is new for us, Jeff. So Champaign came to me with this idea last year and said, you know, there's some other departments around us that are participating in this. And it was a program I was familiar with. Around the nation, I've seen other departments be involved with this. And really a good way for our officers to connect with the community, because cancer affects everybody. You know, I think sometimes we think of our officers as our heroes or superheroes, but cancer affects them too. I've got several friends that have battled cancer while they were working, and all of us have seen cancer affect our families, our work families, our traditional families, our friend families. So it's something I think everybody can relate to. And it's something that everybody wants to help. We want to find cures. So partnering in this Pink Patch project is something that when Champaign came forward, I thought it was a really good idea. The fact that all the proceeds go to the American Cancer Society, which is well-respected in their cancer research and support of cancer victims and their families, is a good place to put our money towards. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're excited. We wanted to roll this out to our community, and what better event than Defeat of Jesse James Days, our old Northfield event. So as Champaign said, we'll have a booth set up by our command van on 5th, right off water there next to the liquor store. So we'll be staffing that table throughout many of the Defeat Days hours. And then, as she said, the tribute to First Responder Night at the rodeo on Saturday, we'll have a table over there as well. So we can chat with folks, be happy to answer their questions there, and hopefully see some good support.
You know, I've looked up their website to get a little background information on the Pink Patch Project, which is kind of a mouthful to say, Pink Patch Project. But very impressed. They've raised about $1.65 million so far, and that is all very much grassroots and done by police officers from just across the nation. And it seems to be like it's growing quite a bit more. They're getting more different forces in every year. Let's talk about your involvement in here. Is this, Chief Elliott said, this is something you kind of latched onto right away, took the ball and ran with it. Tell us about you on a personal level and taking on a project like this.
So I've been asked numerous times if I personally have been affected by cancer. I can't say that I've been wholeheartedly affected by cancer, but I know, like Elliot said, friends, family, close relatives, as far as some, whether being diagnosed or being in remission and overcoming the obstacle of cancer. I just one day woke up and said, hey, I noticed that other agencies are doing this. I collect patches, and I have several other pink patches from other agencies. I went to the chief, and he was more than willing to listen and hear me out. And he is a very much give me a solution to the problem. And I like that aspect. That's how I drive. That's how I do my goals. So I came up with a solution to the problem, and I pitched my idea, and he said, go for it. So back in March of last year, I just started budgeting numbers, talking with a sergeant from Rosemont PD who gave me the stepping stones that I needed to head in the right direction, and I just kept going. And basically, it's just reaching out to people, having the conversation, the hard conversations that a lot of people aren't having, and asking, hey, can you help me with this? Are you willing to meet me in the middle with this? Can you donate this? And it's amazing, even in a small town, Northfield, how many people want to come together and join in. Every day I have people reaching out saying, hey, I just caught wind of what you're doing, and how can I help? And it's, whether it's money, great, that's awesome, but it's not always about the money. It's about coming together as a community and wanting to volunteer your time. So I've been able to see that, and that's been just amazing. Some of the relationships within the community of people I've never even talked to, and I grew up here, to build those relationships is really nice. And now I can just walk down the sidewalk here in town, and I know exactly who I'm talking to, and we can sit there and have a cup of coffee. And it's really cool to see that. It's been a lot. It's very much been a solo project. There's been a few things that I've been able to delegate, but for the most part, it's been a one-man show. But I wouldn't have changed it any other way. It made me grow as a person, and it showed me things that I didn't even know I had in me. And I am growing because of that. So I'm very thankful to have the opportunity.
We're talking with Officer Champagne Eichlenberg of the Northfield Police Department, along with Chief Mark Elliott, about a project with Pink Patch Project. And from a standpoint of getting the whole thing off the ground in Northfield, there have been some other agencies that have been involved with that. It seems to be snowballing more and more each year. But you mentioned Rosemont. You got a little guidance from there. Is around the state, from what you've seen and different officers and such getting involved, is this gaining some momentum on a larger scale?
Yes, I definitely think that actually Rosemont is the first law enforcement agency in Minnesota to create Pink Patch for their agency. And then it kind of, like you said, snowballed from agency to agency. And I know the last I heard and spoke with Jeremiah, he's kind of the state coordinator. He said that there was 4 or 5 other agencies this year alone that added to Pink Patch Project, which is mm-hmm. really cool to see. And it's not cheap. The money's got to come from somewhere to start something. And the nice thing about Northfield is our officers were willing. It was a volunteer basis, but they were willing to spend their own money to purchase the patches, purchase a brand new shirt, get the patches put on that shirt, and that's the shirt that they'll be wearing during the feat days in October.
Yeah, so. Jeff, that's a good point. That there's no city funds, no taxpayer money that went into this. This is mm-hmm. all the officers that are wearing the patches and the shirts, they purchased those themselves.
Are the shirts pink?
No, okay. Regular uniform shirt, okay. But they obviously have to have the patches sewn on, okay. So they had to buy a shirt as well mm-hmm. for it. And all the officers stepped up and did that, and you'll see them wearing them in October as well as when they're working the events during defeat days. And talk about other departments getting involved. Champaign had the opportunity here just a couple weeks ago at the Dakota County Fair. Dakota County law enforcement agencies were out there on Saturday of the fair and set up some tents and had their Pink Patch Project wares for sale there, and having conversations with folks there, and really a good turnout and many agencies, and a good opportunity to just come together and raise some money for American Cancer Society, as well as meet with folks in the community and talk about their experiences.
All right. Is there anything else we should know about this?
Just again, if anyone has questions, wants to get involved, wants to donate, wants to help in any way, no question's a dumb question, so please reach out. And you can do that at npdpinkpatch@gmail.com.
All right. And once again, defeat of Jesse James days, you're going to have a prime position right off of Bridge Square there, and right where everything's happening. So thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us. It's much appreciated. And best of luck to you with certainly a very worthy project. And hopefully this gets some momentum, because I think it will. And it looks like it already is getting some momentum. So best of luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. As Officer Champagne Eichlenberg, along with Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott. Got Bob in with a forecast in just a moment or so. Let's see if things are moving along. We got one last look at traffic. Here's Jim.
In Minneapolis, eastbound 94, traffic is really sticky from around Plymouth Avenue to before 435. There's a crash at Nicollet Avenue. Both shoulders are blocked. It takes 28 minutes to get from the Fish Lake Interchange to downtown Minneapolis, and 15 minutes from the tunnel to Spaghetti Junction in St. Paul. Westbound traffic is heavy in St. Paul from Highway 61 to Mounds. Lexington Parkway to Highway 280 with some State Fair traffic in the mix. It's also heavy. Cedar to 35W, where there's that eastbound crash. Southbound 35W, we're seeing delays. 694 to County Road D with a crash on the left shoulder. Takes 31 minutes to get from the Forest Lake split to downtown. From Burnsville to downtown northbound, it's 28 minutes. I'm Chip Talamonte.
This weather update is brought to you by Hometown Credit Union. When it comes to home loans, Hometown has your back. And now, KYMN's weather specialist, Bob Matheson.
Good morning. Let's take a look at weather on this Tuesday morning, August 30th, and we are now stuck in a mild and dry weather pattern. Outside of Friday, dry weather is expected through Labor Day, with temperatures near to a little above normal. The normal high for today, by the way, is 78 degrees. Here's the detailed forecast for the Northfield area. And today it is going to be sunny with a high near 77, a northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, a clear sky with a low of around 58 degrees. Wednesday, sunny, a little warmer with a high near 82, a west-southwest wind at around 5 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon, and Wednesday night should be mostly clear with a low of around 58. Then on Thursday, sunny with a high near 83, a south wind at 5 to 10, and Thursday night looks mostly clear with a low of around 67 degrees. Then on Friday, we'll have a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 84, a south-southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming west in the afternoon, and Friday night also a slight chance of showers before 1 a.m., mostly clear with a low of around 54. And then we look ahead Saturday through Monday. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 73. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. And Monday, Labor Day, looking nice, sunny with a high near 81. The high temperature in Northfield yesterday was 79, and the low was 63 degrees. I'm Bob Matheson, KYMN Weather.
Financing a house is about more than a mortgage. It's about creating a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer buying your forever home, looking to take advantage of today's great refinance rates, or finally getting to those home improvements, Hometown Credit Union's wide variety of home loan options and highly competitive rates can help make your house, well, a home. Learn more and apply online at hometowncu.coop, Equal Housing Lender.
This weather update was brought to you by Hometown Credit Union. Trust Hometown to find the home loan option that's right for you. You belong at Hometown Credit Union.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Days are longer. Time for things like camping, hiking, fishing, water sports. Time to get rid of your glasses and contacts. Time for you to think about LASIK. Are you a little nervous? Most people are. Come on in, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. We will walk you through it and we'll hold your hand. Dr. Miller, Dr. Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
What if in a few hours you can make positive change happen right here? You can! Join Rice County Day of Caring on September 23rd. Be part of a team of neighbors or workmates. Dig a garden, paint a porch, or stock little libraries. Day of Caring brings us together and makes our world shine. Sign up for Day of Caring by the end of August. Visit ricecountyunitedway.org/day-caring.
Now may be the right time for you or a loved one to consider joining Northfield Retirement Community. Leave behind the worry of home maintenance and repairs to join a supportive community welcoming you to your new home. NRC has a variety of housing options to enjoy with your own furnishings and available options of in-home personal care services. Reach out to our